This is The Work, brought to you by Capital Area Career Center, your premier choice for career and technical education, where each week we will bring you the stories of the folks putting in the work and making an impact in the lives of students in the areas of career and technical education and workforce development. Let's get to work.
And welcome in, everybody. You are listening to The Work. If you're new to the show, my name is Robert Farrell with Capital Area Career Center and the Regional Office of Career and Technical Education. Glad you're joining us today. Glad you're making us part of your day. If you want to catch up on any previous episodes, just head over to Buzzsprout, Amazon Music, or Spotify and search for The Work. Should be able to find us there. If you want to get in touch with the show, email thework@caccschool.org. That's thework@caccschool.org. We would love to hear from you. So today's an awful busy day out here at CACC. We had our career fair in collaboration with the Regional Office of Career and Technical Education. We had about 40 vendors out here, from local businesses to organizations around town to schools. So students were able to interact with all these folks and see what types of career paths were available through their companies. We also invited out area sophomores. So we had about 1,200 area sophomores in attendance out here at CAC as well. They were able to take advantage of the career fair, see if they can find something that fits their career path, what they're wanting to do after high school. And they were also able to tour all the CACC classes out here, see if that's something they want to do for their junior and senior year. So it was an overall great event today. I know the students had a great time. I hope our vendors had a great time as well. Them spending their day out here with us, many of them were out here for 7 hours today, really making an impact on the students in our region. So we really greatly appreciate all of your support. You can head over to the CACC Facebook page. We've got some pictures posted from today's event and see some of those businesses and organizations that were in attendance. Also, shout out to the CACC teachers. They did a great job of having a number of different hands-on opportunities for those visiting sophomores. A lot of great opportunities for students to go in and do some of those things that they learn about, or some of the skills they're gonna attain if they were to come out to CACC. So great job to those folks for creating such a wonderful experience for those visiting sophomores. Couple of things going on right now through the week. If you missed Mr. D and I, we had a fill-in spot for Fritz Pfister. He does a Let's Talk radio show on WMAY here in Springfield. We did that last Saturday. If you missed that show and you want to go check it out, head over to the WMAY website. They have all their podcasts on there. You can hear Mr. D and I's discussion. Thank you again to Fritz Pfister for allowing us to fill in and talk a little bit about CACC and what we do. Also, that Sangamon CEO, the ice rink, is still going on. So if you haven't headed down there to skate, make sure you get that done here tonight or tomorrow. It's going to be coming to a close here in the near future. So if you haven't taken advantage of that, make sure you check the schedule and get down there as soon as you can. Today's going to be a little bit shorter show. I only have one interviewee today due to the career fair today. It was a busy day, so we'll have one guest for you, and then we'll be back with more next week. After the break, we'll have Adam Pillai from Martin Engineering Company. So we'll be right back with more on The Work.
Are you looking for a new career in the beauty industry? Then Capital Area School of Cosmetology at CACC may be for you. We are excited to offer a fully licensed cosmetology program that you can complete in less than 1 year. Head over to caccspringfield.org for more information and to apply.
And we are back. You know, I mentioned last week that I was able to learn about a pretty cool program that I didn't know too much about, the Engineer in the Classroom program. In the studio with me, I have Adam Pillai, Vice President at Martin Engineering Company. Adam, how are you doing today?
Good, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining us. So before we get into that Engineer in the Classroom, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
I am a civil engineer here at Martin Engineering. Like you said, we're a local civil design firm. Do a lot of land design and development here locally in the central Illinois area. So new banks, strip malls, commercial residential subdivisions. I have a bachelor's in civil engineering from SIUE, go Cougars. I did a short stay. I did 2 years when I came out of high school right here in Springfield at Lincoln Land Community College. Got an associate's there and then went on to SIUE to get my bachelor's, finished in 06. I've been at Martin since 2006. I love it there. I like the way that we get to kind of shape the society and the environment around us that we live in. Know a lot about what's going on in our town. It's not always 100% our vision. You know, the state agencies sometimes throw their 2 cents in on how they want a road or an intersection to look. But nonetheless, we do have a lot to say and do and help with the crafting and development of Springfield and the surrounding areas. So it's kind of fun. It's a fun business to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. So if a student's out there listening right now, how do you become a civil engineer? What kind of education do you need to become a civil engineer? You mentioned what you did, but is that the typical track for somebody that wants to be a civil engineer?
Yeah, so you can go get an associate's. You can go straight to a four-year university. However you want to get to the end game, you're looking for a bachelor's in civil engineering. I have sat on boards and stuff at times where they've talked in the future. When the PEAC sunsets in the future, they may require a master's degree to get a professional engineering license. That's not the thing at this point. So right now you just need your 4-year degree or your bachelor's degree. And then in order to be licensed long term, you have to work for 4 years under a professional engineer. And then you can sit for those exams and be licensed with professional regulation. So,
got it. So we know you have civil engineers at Martin Engineering. Is there any other skill sets out there at Martin that you guys have?
We're basically all civil engineers. We do have techs in house. We have a surveying arm, so we do have some professional land surveyors on staff. And surveying's more than just finding your grandfather's property corner pins. You know, our surveyors are usually the first guys in to go out there and get the lay of the land and get a topo map so we can design something. And they're usually the last ones out because they're the ones that's out there staking it for construction. They're the ones that set the pins if we're doing a new development. And so they're kind of we also joke they're the first and last line of defense we have because we're not all perfect. Things get a little tuned up in the office sometimes, but they're out there and they see it in the real world and see it get built. We also have inspectors that are out there. You know, they're not always professional engineers that are out there inspecting. They're technicians, people that's still in the business and have the skill set but don't necessarily have a degree. But, you know, we use them as well out there in the field while things are getting built just so they can certify that the plans are built and everything's built to construction and according to the plans.
Certainly. So, you know, I was in your meeting about a week ago when we were talking about engineering in the classroom. I think it is a really great opportunity for younger folks to learn about engineering as a career, learn about STEM, things like that. So for those out there that don't really know about engineering in the classroom, tell us what it is. What are you doing there?
So Engineer in the Classroom was a program that developed early 2000s over in the Decatur market. It was developed by a retired engineer and a retired educator. And they came together to write a 6 to 8 week little curriculum. Each week starts with what I call it a micro lesson, so a little 10-15 minute lesson. Those lessons at the beginning of the curriculum are real heavy in science and math, so Newton's laws, physics, energy, motion, things of that nature for the fifth graders to get their hands around. And the last lesson is all the way down to, it's really just marketing. And we talk about the Nike swish and Coke and different types of advertising and marketing. But we relate all these lessons back to things that an engineer has to do in their day-to-day lives. So yeah, an engineer, you have those tools in your toolbox. So you have all those science and those background principles and stuff that you learn in school that you apply to the job and skill set. All the way down to that last lesson, you still have to be able to go before school boards. You got to go before town halls. You got to be able to sell your ideas to new clients. It's all part of being an engineer. And so Engineer in the Classroom kind of takes these micro lessons that teaches a fifth grade student, fifth grade class where we go into, and they teach them these little micro lessons. And at the same time, the other half or 2/3 of that day that we're in there as an engineer, we're building a Rube Goldberg device. Rube Goldberg was a cartoonist actually from 100 years ago. He wasn't a scientist, an engineer, nothing. But he came up with really crazy contraptions to complicated ways to solve a simple problem. So maybe it's close a door and he'd draw a big elaborate cartoon, but all these steps and pulleys and everything it take to close a door. Well, we, in the spirit of Rube Goldberg, we actually build that. So we ask the fifth grade students when we go into the classroom to collect junk, bring junk in from home. It's old toys, it's toilet paper tubes, It's cardboard boxes, nails, screws, stuff that Dad wants to get rid of out of the garage, all just junk. And we take that junk and we put it onto a 4x4 sheet of plywood and build this action-reaction device. Every year there's a different goal, a different topic, something different that the kids are all working towards that they have to accomplish. So we've opened a book and turned a page. We've pulled tissues out of a box. We've stacked three things vertically. This year we're going to actually move a rocket, and it's got some descriptions in the rules. It has to look like a rocket, so it can't just be a paper towel tube. But it's you got to move that rocket into place. I think it's 4 inches or 6 inches, something like that, and then you have to stand it up. And the committee over in Decatur, who kind of puts this all together, they picked that this year because of the Artemis moon mission that NASA's kind of getting into. And so the fifth graders, they'll learn a little bit about that. They got to do a research paper on the Artemis mission, as well as they'll build this Rube Goldberg device. But the engineers, you know, we come into a fifth grade classroom. Sometimes these concepts, some simple machines and some of this science stuff, it gets by middle of the year, you're getting a little bored looking at the same teacher. They're not exactly fun topics all the time. So it takes a way to take some just regular run-of-the-mill science topics, make them fun, and introduce these students to the idea of engineering. Sometimes some of them know what it is. They know what it is to be an engineer, dad, grandpa, somebody in their family maybe have been one or a neighbor. But, you know, many times, especially with some of the inner city schools, these kids, they haven't had an opportunity to be introduced to anything in this sort of realm. And it's getting that STEM out there. And it's they're not all going to become engineers just because they sat through the program. We understand that. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to kind of go back and ask a class that I was in the year before who actually had won the state competition. How many of them wanted to still be engineers? It was a year later, and two or three of them raised their hands. And that still means something. It means that me and that engineer who took the time out of our busy schedules to go in there and give to the program still may have touched two or three kids that wouldn't have had that opportunity had we not been there. So I think the engineers all get that. They get that sense in the program. It's cool to go in on the first day and start to see the eyeballs light up and the ideas all come together. You give them this advanced topic, but somehow you get 30 kids in a fifth grade class can take this pile of junk and make this simple machine action-reaction device where they set one thing off, and next thing you know, they've accomplished a goal. Now, some of them do it in 10 steps, and some of them do it in 25. I guess that's really all how you count your steps sometimes. But and it's in a judged showcase that we have. 12 to 15 schools here locally will compete at Lincoln Land at the end of February. And so all those kids will get to present. It's that marketing lesson again, present and sell themselves to the judges. Show the judges what they've learned over the course of the 6 or 8 weeks since they came back from break, and that they know about simple machines and they can apply those concepts and principles to their Rube that's right there in front. The judges will have some candid questions at times, and they'll ask, how'd you come up with this, or how'd you solve that problem? That's another important aspect is the conflict resolution that they get out of Rube Goldberg. Some of these kids haven't necessarily had to always resolve a lot of conflicts, but now you put a piece of junk in front of them that the tape's coming loose, and do we need to tape that? Do we need to glue it? Can we staple it? How do we make it so it's more reliable? How can we solve this conflict or this problem? And it's just with junk and scotch tape, but it's still a real world lesson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, that impact is huge. I know when we were talking to our high school students here at CACC about potentially helping out with this program, we had three students that remember doing this program back in fifth grade, and they're now in our electronics and engineering class. So I would think that probably played a role in their future. Absolutely. And I do like how you kind of tied that rocket chip aspect in with current events here. When you say simple machines, tell us what you mean by simple machine.
So simple machines are machines that like a lever, a pulley, a wheel and axle. There's compound simple machines like a wheelbarrow. So theoretically, a wheelbarrow is a wheel and axle with a lever on it. But it's using those scientific tools that rely on gravity and other different forces in order to overcome either you get the mechanical advantage with a lever, or you get some sort of you get a tool that you can get something accomplished with.
And this is all student driven. The engineer is there to help teach lessons and everything and assist, but everything is supposed to be student driven. Is that correct?
Yeah, Robert sat through my presentation last week, and I think we had a slide of Dr. Phil that pops up about four times through the whole presentation, because we keep trying to drive the fact home to all the adults in the program that it's not about you. It's really about the fifth graders. I mean, we absolutely have to be there, and we have to take these grand ideas and figure out how to boil them down to get them to fit on this room, and have to facilitate and kind of help them get one machine into the next machine and all that. But the fifth graders really have to figure it out themselves, and that's how they're going to learn it. I mean, if you take it home and build it on the workbench and bring it back, yeah, they may sing hurrah, hurrah, and have a fun showcase day because they win, but they didn't really get the experience out of it, and they didn't learn what they needed to.
Right, right. You know, in that meeting as well, there was a number of different companies involved. You know, you have a lot of different local companies with their allowing their engineers to go out and help with this. I think that's really awesome. You personally, when did you get involved in engineering in the classroom again?
I started in first year, came to Sangamon County, so that would have been the spring of 2007. That spring right after Christmas break.
Awesome. So you have a ton of experience in this.
Yeah, and we actually have at least one I can think of in Springfield. We have one student that he was in the Auburn class that first year, and they won, might even have won state when they went on to state that year. But nonetheless, he has went full circle through engineering school, and he's back at a local engineering firm, and he's offered to volunteer in the classroom. So I know they got a couple of those success stories in Decatur. Mm-hmm. It really makes you kind of smile from ear to ear whenever you see those successes and know that you might have changed the path of that person's life.
Absolutely. Could have been that spark for that student. Absolutely. Tell us a little more about the showcase. How do the students showcase their device? You know, what do they have to do? Do they have to give how does the presentation work for that?
So the students bring them out that morning, drop them off. They have a journal that they put together all the way through the process of building this rube, where they write down lessons that they learn and some math equations that they apply to a lever or some simple machine or device that's on the rube. And that journal gets handed in so the judges can kind of see it all in print. But when it comes time for showtime, the judges stand up there, and the students really do have to present all of their work. So they run the rube twice. It has to run two times in 10 minutes to get all of their points. It has to have two successful runs. We've had rubes like last year. We had some of them, I think some of them must have run them five or six times because they were so flawless and so successful. And we have students that sometimes struggle with getting two runs out of there. But at the end of the day, you know, if they really know their rube and they know how to fix the little intricacies that might be going wrong with their rube, and they can get points back just because it didn't run two successful times, they could show that they know about their rube, it's their rube. And we've had schools still come out on top just because the students really do know their rube. But they show the judges, you know, they describe the rube, they describe the transfer of energy in the rube. They talk a little bit about their theme. Most of them are always decorated around a theme, so it might be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It might be a movie that's current at the time. It could be any number of themes you could have. You could have a Sesame Street theme. It's whatever the students really want to do. I expect to see a NASA theme this year because we have a rocket.
Absolutely.
That'll be an easy go-to. But nonetheless, so sometimes their presentation will be themed a little bit around the theme or how the rube is decorated. That's all part of the presentation. We've had classes in the past, real world engineering experience. They'll have a setup team or an inspection team, just like we have inspectors out watching sewer pipe go in the ground. And those inspectors will stand back with a clipboard and check off stuff as it gets set on the rube. So really the whole class has a role in the showcase day, and they all have a way that they can either have a speaking role or a setup role or have something to do to show the judges what they've learned over 6 weeks.
Oh, this is an amazing opportunity for students. I talk a lot about on the show that connection between the classroom and the workforce, the classroom and our local businesses. This particular program is a great example of that. Adam, if somebody wants to learn more about engineering in the classroom, where could they go to find more information?
I think we have a Facebook page, Robert. I know we went to set that up before COVID, and I guess I haven't looked back. It's been a couple years. I think we do have a Facebook page, but they can always reach out to me at my office. My email address is apallai@martinengineeringco.com. So that's apallai@martinengineeringco.com. And I'd be happy to get you information. We got some brochures I could send you. I can scan you, whatever, but we're always looking for teachers, engineers, and people to be involved just to kind of spread the base of the program. The program right now is, I think it's in five different cities. So it's grown all the way from Decatur back in 20 years ago, but I think we're in five cities. And then all five of those go to Engineering Open the House over in Champaign in the middle of March. and get to run the winners do from each one of those regions and run over there. So it gives a chance, the kids a chance to see not only fifth grade peers from other regions and their ideas of how they accomplish this goal, but gives them the whole experience of that open house. They can see what engineering school looks like, what they may want to go if they want to go to their college. Gives them an opportunity to see the high school room grub competition. It's usually happening in a room across the hall. So the high schoolers do the same thing. They just get to use electricity. They have a lot bigger board to bill on, a more elaborate goal or something that they have to do. So it's a fun day for the students. Fast one, but fun.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll have to have you back in come showcase time and come open house time. Adam, there's a question I ask of all of our business partners. If there's one piece of career advice you would have for a student wanting to get into civil engineering, what would that be?
I guess this is kind of civil specific, but I just say career advice in general is make sure you do what you love. I've had students that I've mentored over the last 20 years or that I've been around. I had peers. When you're going through college, before you got a family, before you got a lot of responsibilities and all that, if it's something you want to switch, if it's something you really want to do, do it. Take the leap and do it. Don't be afraid. If you got to take a class over to get there, to master something, do what you got to do, but don't give up on your goals and just stick to it and do what you want to do. Do what you love. That's what makes life easy.
Great advice. Thank you, Adam, for joining us today. Martin Engineering and Engineer in the Classroom, another great regional career and tech ed program. We'll be right back with more on The Work.
Are you ready for a career? Are you ready to follow your passion? Are you ready for hands-on learning? Then CACC is ready for you. CACC provides career and technical education to high school juniors and seniors in Springfield and surrounding communities. CACC, your premier choice for career and technical education.
Thank you for joining us today, everybody. Appreciate you making us a part of your day. If you missed any part of today's episode or want to check out previous episodes, just head over to Buzzsprout, Amazon Music, Spotify. Just search for The Work. Should be able to find us there. If you want to give us a shout? Hey, shoot us an email, thework@caccschool.org. That's thework@caccschool.org. Thank you to all those schools that brought your sophomores out today for our career fair and to tour CACC. Greatly appreciate your support. Thank you to all those vendors that were at our career fair today, those businesses, those community organizations, those schools that spent the entire day with us. You are truly making an impact on students in our region, and it is greatly appreciated. Thank you to Adam Pillai for talking to us about engineering in the classroom. We are really looking forward to helping out wherever we can with that. We think that is a phenomenal opportunity for those fifth graders, and we think it is a great way for them to start learning about that engineering field. We'll be back next week with a number of great guests, but until then, we're going to keep putting in that work. That's all I got for you today. We'll see you next time on The Work.